And welcome into another edition of the Swarmcast. David Eichel here with HawkeyeInsider.com, part 24/7 Sports. Just a quick little Swarmcast, a little bit of a special edition. Hawkeye Insider Sean Bock got together with top 247 tight end Thomas Fedoni, asked him about his recruitment, what his expectations are for the next year, and kind of how his life has changed going from a guy with that thought he was only going to get one or two offers to being the most sought-after tight end in the 2021 class. Like I mentioned, the number one tight end by 24/7 Sports. About a 19-minute interview. Really good stuff from Sean and Thomas. So let's not waste any time. Let's get right into that. And as always, stay tuned to HawkeyeInsider.com for the latest. And we are going to hopefully be bringing you more of this kind of content, especially with the slowing down of, you know, sports, the sports world in general due to the coronavirus, but content is not going to be slowing down at HawkeyeInsider.com, so stay tuned. So I'll be quiet. Let's just tune in to Sean and Thomas's conversation.
So as promised, guys, we now welcome on Council Bluffs Lewis Central four-star tight end Thomas Fedoni, also known as 24/7 Sports number one tight end in the country in the 2021 class. Thomas, welcome to the show. I appreciate you coming on, my man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
For sure. So what you been up to lately? I mean, I know it's kind of a weird time for you. I mean, a weird time for everyone going on, but you kind of seem to be less busy, but kind of see in a limbo period right now.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's kind of nice, though, actually, because it gives me a lot more time to just do kind of my own thing and go, like, work out on my own time. And I guess a regiment schedule is nice, but when you're, I don't know, school kind of sucks because you only get an hour lift or something, so you have to kind of rush everything. But I like lifting on my own. Lately, I've been lifting with, you know, Xavier Watts and some of his friends at First Pick in Omaha. And I don't know if you know Xavier Watts is?
Yeah, Notre Dame kid.
Yeah. So I've been lifting with him for a little while, a week or two. Wow, so things been going on. We've been in a good lift in, and then Max is back, so I just got done throwing with him today, and we're trying to keep that on schedule too. So, you know, I'm just getting as much work in as I can while I have the chance.
So for people that don't know, that Max, Thomas referring to Max Duggan, TCU quarterback, who was a four-star kid coming out of Lewis Central a couple years back, which, man, you guys have been on a roll lately with the talent you guys have coming out of school.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's just a testament to our coaches and the way they develop us in the weight room. And, I don't know, just the way they coach us on the field and off the field and in the weight room, I think is just a big thing for us.
So, I mean, kind of to get into a little bit, Max, what is he – because, I mean, he's a guy that's gone through the recruiting process before, obviously had a lot of suitors during his recruitment. And has he kind of given you any advice that maybe, I don't know, just any kind of advice that he's given you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've been throwing with him a lot, and I threw with Austin Simmons, the USD quarterback, who, you know, who's got a pro day, I think, coming up soon. He's a stud. But the things that they both tell me is that, you know, they can definitely – they both told me they can see where, like, you know, I guess all the – I don't know what you call it, I guess I don't know, spotlight, whatever type stuff is coming from. But they also say, you know, there's best players always have a lot to work on. And, like, you know, Max was telling me today when I come out of a break, don't chop it down, just one step, hit, and take off. You know, come out of your break hard. You don't need to slow down on your break. So I was working on that a lot today. And, I don't know, just a bunch of little things with Max and all them that help.
Yeah, for sure. So let's kind of go back to last summer. Obviously, you had no offers until Iowa offered on what, third Hawkeye tailgater in like late July or something like that.
Yeah.
Kind of take me back to last summer. Like, what was your mindset back then? I mean, and what were you kind of thinking? I mean, it's not like you weren't on anybody's radars, but you didn't really have anything going at that time in terms of recruitment.
Yeah. Honestly, it was kind of crazy. I knew kind of during the year. Some coaches, you know, they bump into us, whatever, at the school. And, you know, I talked to some Iowa coaches at the school. They told me they watched me this year, and they were excited to get to see me, you know, my junior year and at camp. So I, you know, I knew I had to make sure that I would show up and show out at camp, and that's exactly what I had to do. I went to Minnesota's camp. It was the first camp, I think. Oh, sorry, off track of it. So I went to Minnesota's camp, and you know, they showed me a lot of interest there too. They said, I remember specifically the exact words from Coach Fleck after the camp. I got brought up with, like, I don't know, 10 other players probably into the coach's office. And, you know, I kind of knew something was up. I was texting Logan the whole time while we were in there. He was like, yeah, bro, something's going to happen. Whatever, nothing happened. You know, Coach Fleck, when he brought me in the office, I was the last one to leave. It was like 11:30 at night. I was there from like 6 to 8 at the camp times, and then from like 8:30 to 11. Just chilling out with all the coaches and playing basketball and arcade games in the Minnesota room. And I remember Coach Fleck told me, he said, you know, it's not about if you get an offer from us, it's about when. And, you know, after that, I kind of, my confidence boosted. I went to Iowa's camp. Every single coach from Iowa was like pushing me to the front line, pushing me to the front line, pushing me to the front line. I remember Coach Woods was pushing me to the front line. So I got like the extra reps. I could, you know, you get that feeling like something's up, you know, like, okay, they want to see me. They want to see me, you know, see how I move and everything. So I knew I had to perform well there, and that's what I did. And then towards the end, they brought their best position players from each position, whatever, into the indoor, and they had them do like one-on-ones. And I remember Coach Brian Ferentz just said, you know, he said, we've seen enough of you, man. Trust me, we've seen enough of you. You don't need to impress us anymore. So it was along the lines of that, I remember. And I quit. And then after that, you know, they all came and talked to me at that camp. And then I got invited to their tailgater. And that's kind of how it all went down at the tailgater. That's kind of, I don't know. It's not true. Tailgater was really crazy. So at the tailgate, I didn't have an offer, really. I left the facility, didn't have an offer. And then I got a text from Logan because the coaches couldn't contact me, you know. Mm-hmm. So I got a text from Logan saying, hey, you need to go back to the facility. And I went back, and then that's when they offered me. So we originally left and then came back, and then Coach Ferentz was like, you know, we couldn't have you leave without offering you. And then that's when kind of how that all sparked.
Yeah, so, I mean, what was it kind of like getting that first one?
It was crazy. It was a dream come true. It was really surreal for me and my family. Sitting there with Coach Ferentz getting that offer was crazy.
So, I mean, now, like, fast forward, you, what, 35 plus offers or something like that?
Yeah, I think I have 33 or 34 right now, but.
Well, I mean, what's that been like? I mean, it's got to be a totally different way, just like your life in general. From now until like what it was last year at this time.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a dream come true. And, you know, I'm just trying to stay as humble as I can and, you know, help the guy next to me. And that's what I'm trying to do right now. It's really surreal for me and my family, and I'm just kind of taking it step by step.
For sure. So, talking like more present time, you cut your list to 6 last week. Why did you decide to end up doing that? Like, was there kind of just a moment, or did you kind of, was this kind of a long time coming?
This was definitely a long time coming. I think all the schools me and my family have been talking about, you know, it was the same schools. The same schools are trying to build relationships with me, which is, I think, is the most important thing for me right now, is just having that relationship with the coaches, the staff, and the tight ends coach, because, you know, that's what I'm going to spend my every day with. They're going to be like my second family, so I know I'm going to want to be close with them. And then just how they use their tight ends and how they use just the way they're using that offense. And I guess me and Matt's talking about it, honestly, today, it's not even about how they use a tight end. It's just where their best player is at. They're going to find their best player and find a way to use them. And that's really true, and that's just what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to find a way to, you know, be one of those key players and make plays for the teams. But those are two reasons, two big reasons why those are my top six schools.
So, I mean, you said before that you're still open. So, have any other schools that have been showing interest outside of that? That was top six.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heavily considered those ones?
There is one or two that I'm mainly one that I'm considering outside of those top six. Georgia, you know, they're kind of really they're right there with you know some of the schools and inside of my top six, they're right there. I think that I had just a little bit better relationship, or they used me a little bit better at one of the other schools in Georgia, but they've definitely been keeping in contact with me throughout, even after my top six, trying to show me that they want me. But yeah, that's probably the main school outside of my top six that I'm considering.
What's it like? I mean, I know Council Bluffs and like Omaha, it's not a small place, but what's it kind of like to really be a kid from around there getting all these looks?
It's again, you know, it's just crazy. And I never, if I'm going to be honest, I thought that I'd have maybe, you know, one or two. You know, every coach that's recruited me, I remember Coach Woods told me that I was going to have 25 plus. I didn't believe him. I told him, I said, you're crazy. I'm not going to have 25 plus. I mean, I was like, you're crazy. And then I had a trainer my sophomore year. I didn't have any offers, but the trainer, his name is Mike Goolsby, and he trained at, he played football at Notre Dame. He was a captain there. Played in the NFL, I think, for a few years. But he told me the same thing. He said, dude, you're going to have 25-plus offers. He's like, you know, just the way I move, I guess, and if I play tight end and I keep my size and speed and everything, that's just what's going to happen. And, again, I didn't believe him either. But I guess it's, like I said, surreal and it's happening. And, again, taking it day by day.
So, I mean, what kind of, like, lifestyle changes have you had to make? Like, any changes with, like, social media and how you handle and just, like – because I've heard with kids before, like, prospects your age that they've had to grow – like, the process made them grow up faster. Do you kind of see that right now? Like, do you kind of feel you become more mature over the past couple months?
I think – I don't know. The biggest thing for me was obviously – definitely social media. It's not the biggest thing, but it's definitely a big thing because, you know, now you have everybody watching you. It's just all eyes are on you. And if you mess up, you're going to have those people that don't want you to succeed. They don't believe in you, don't think you should be where you're at. They're going to find that one thing that you do wrong and try to pin it against you. So I definitely try to stay away from that, and I try to make the best decisions for myself, which I've always done. I've always been a pretty mature kid, I guess, for my age. What I've been told, but yeah, you definitely have to grow up fast in some areas. You have to be more responsible, and I've been taking all the free time I get and trying to, you know, better myself for football is what I've been doing. And you know, I guess not everyone does that, but that's honestly probably the biggest thing for me is just being more responsible with my free time and getting better, and then just being more mature on social media.
Yeah, what about like out in public? I mean, I'm sure you got people coming up to you asking for pictures and stuff. You had much of that?
I've had some little kids, like when I was on the field, I've been on the field or stuff like that. Some little kids have DM'd me and asked for me for, like, you know, to sign their pictures or send them my school or address or something. I don't get all my address, so I just tell them to give it send to my school or something. But yeah, I've had some of that stuff, and I've had little kids, you know, my 7-on-7 that, you know, seen a video of me at the National Combine or something, and it's like talking to me. So I definitely try to be a role model to them and be someone they look up to for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So I know we kind of talked about the schools and stuff, the top six. So I know things are kind of in limbo right now, but have you maybe thought about visit plans or official visits and what you kind of want to do with those?
Yeah, I definitely have. You know, I was going to take a visit to Michigan and Notre Dame April 1st and 2nd, and that kind of got screwed up with everything going on, so I definitely wasn't able to do that. I think that would have helped me decide my officials, but I wasn't planning on taking officials to Nebraska or Iowa just because I've been there both six times, I think five or six times each, which I think is, you know, enough for me to get the feel and understand. And I mean, I've been with the coaches so much. I've been to the tailgate. I've been with all their coaches quite a bit. Nebraska all the time. I've definitely had a lot of time with Nebraska coaches. So I feel that I've had enough time there, and I don't need to take officials. So to Nebraska or Iowa, so I can have more chances to explore my options. We don't have the money to go like farther away, so the officials can take care of that for us.
Gotcha. So let's kind of talk about Nebraska a little bit too. Obviously, growing up in Council Bluffs, being a huge fan of Nebraska, as you said before, what's that kind of like? I mean, people kind of assume that you're a lock to Nebraska. What do you kind of feel about that?
I think it's kind of funny. I don't know. My friends say it all the time too. I just kind of laugh at them. It's whatever. I grew up a fan. It's totally different, I guess. Once you're in my position, you know, I remember I telling myself as a kid, like, yeah, dude, if I ever got an offer from Nebraska, I'd go there right away. But like, once you get an offer from a school, you don't have a favorite anymore. You just don't. It's weird. I don't know how to explain it, but you just don't have a favorite anymore. And that's what happened to me in Nebraska. You know, I got my first offer from Iowa, and my eyes opened. Like, man, could I see myself here? Could I see myself there? Just like, I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, I think it's funny. I think people would just say that because I was a childhood fan, but I don't know.
So how are you able to separate that?
I don't know. I think it just came, like, it just kind of happens. Like, I remember, like I said, when I got my offer from, you know, I got my first few offers, I think, was Iowa, Minnesota, and like Kansas State. And then once I had those, Nebraska was talking to me. I was like, okay, what the hell? What the heck? I don't know what's going on. Like, I just don't know. Like, I don't know. I was kind of getting mad. Like, I went to their camp, and I did really good at their camp. I remember they told me they're going to keep in touch. And it was, I don't know, just – I think it just does it for yourself. Like, I think anyone, like, say you grew up a fan of Iowa, even if you got that Iowa offer right away, I think even if you got that Iowa offer and you grew up a fan of Iowa, most kids would be like, I'm going to wait it out. I'm going to see what happens, you know. You're not a fan anymore. I think you know that something else could be coming sooner than later. If that makes sense. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. So kind of when are you looking to make a decision? I mean, obviously with everything going on, it's kind of tough to give out like a real exact timeline. But when have you been kind of like, what's been a decision maybe or when in the back of your mind?
I wanted to do August, July, but I don't know. I guess we'll see now with everything going on.
Mm-hmm. So what are your factors in a school? I mean, you've always talked about how they use tight ends, but just look at the bigger picture. What's this decision going to come down to?
I think just, I don't know, how the school will use me and how the impact I'll have, not necessarily right away, but just the impact I'll have on the team. And I'm not saying I'm looking for early playing time, but I think if I can get early playing time, I could use that to my advantage if I'm there. Like, if I know I'm ready to play, say I'm ready to play as a freshman, then I'll do that. But if I'm not ready, I won't. But I think, I don't know, just the impact that I'll have, the relationships that I have, and I guess obviously schooling. But my biggest thing right now is, you know, just getting to that next level.
How they'll use you. What if, like, some school said, like, how they'll use you and what sort of, like, they want you lined up on the line, like, with your hand down, or do they like you on the outside? Like, how have schools said they want to use you?
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds dog food and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Pretty much every single school that's offered me wants to use me as a, you know, like a hybrid type tight end. you know, that'll run the wide receiver type routes. Nothing deep. More of like the quick intermediate game, you know, slants, but outs, digs, seams, stuff like that. Just mismatches.
Is that kind of what you do in high school too?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So I mean, how was it this season? I mean, obviously you had a target on your back with the offers coming in. So how would you kind of assess your junior year?
I definitely think I had a good junior year. I mean, if you go look, I don't know if you have, but if you look at my sophomore film and then look at my junior film, it's insane. It's so much different. I'm like, wow. And then, you know, the same thing's going to happen. I know it. Like, I can feel myself. I know when you can feel it, like, you can feel yourself improve and get better. That happened to me last year. It's happened to me again. You know, I feel like I'm going to have a really good year this year. But last year, yeah, it was kind of a growing year. There's a lot of things I had to, you know, was new. I had to get used to. But I think that, I don't know, what am I trying to say? I think that last year was a good year, pretty good year for me. There's a lot of small things I can improve on, but that's what I'm working on now.
Yeah, so what are the expectations for next year? I mean, because you guys will have a new quarterback too, right?
Yeah, Brandon Cameron. He's gonna be something special. He'll be really good. Right now, he's young, you know. He's pretty raw, you know, just like I was. He's in the lab all the time. His dad's the head coach, so I know his dad's always working with him. But, yeah, he'll be good. I'm excited for him. But my goal this year, you know, hopefully 50 catches for, like, 900 yards, 1,000 yards. That'd be nice. That's my goal.
State championship, too?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's all. I think that's all we got for today. Thomas, appreciate you coming on, my man. I'm sure we'll be talking soon in the near future. Drop your social media on here, too.
All right, for sure. I think my Instagram, you know, just my name, Thomas Fedoni. And then my Twitter is also my name, just Thomas Fedoni. So pretty easy to find. I should pop up.
And that was Sean Bock's interview with top 247 tight end Thomas Fedoni, number one tight end by 247 Sports. It'll be interesting to see where he winds up. Obviously, still wide open in the recruiting process, and it'll be interesting to see what schools he actually takes official visits to. But that's going to do it just for the short edition of the Swarmcast. We'll be back a little bit later this week. We also have another recruiting podcast coming up with Sean Bock and Dylan Byrne. Obviously, stay with us at HawkeyeInsider.com. Follow me on Twitter at David Eicholt, DavidEicholt. Follow our staff as well. Follow Sean S. Bock 247 and D. Byrne 247 on Twitter. And of course, follow Hawkeyes on 24/7. Obviously, sports are at a little bit of a standstill right now, but we've churned out over 60 pieces of content over the last week, and we don't plan on slowing down anytime soon. So stay safe, stay vigilant, and enjoy your time in quarantine.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.